thing that comes to my mind is, as the Lord had asked us over and over and over to pray and to come into the Spirit to pray. So as we begin to soak in this worship right now, let's just enjoy Him, seek His face, want to be with Him, want to know His heart, and then invite Him that in any moment we would allow His Spirit to completely take over, and that we would pray and allow the prayer, Lord, the Holy Spirit, to rise up and pray through us.
Thank you.
It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Lord, we pray that in this place there will be a breaking of pride, selfishness, greed, insecurity, inhibitions. God, that we would be a people that you would move in us, deliver us, grant us the repentance, open our eyes, God, increase our hunger. God, that we might lay our lives down, that you would be able to finally find a body of people that would release you to the fullest. It has to start somewhere, God. Let it start here. Let it start in me. Show! Holy Spirit, rise up in us. Pray through us. Speak forth the things you want to do. Speak forth your heart through us. Move us to let you pray. Move on your people right now who will be willing to let you cry out through them. If the Spirit is moving in you, don't be afraid to come and pray.
Let your presence flow through us.
Chains of pride, chains of our rights, break the chains so we can be free to be one with you.
Lord Jesus, I'm asking you to breathe your life into us, Lord. Breathe your word, your compassion, your unconditional love. Let us grasp onto that, because that's the only thing that we have, is you, that's true. You proved that when you sacrificed yourselves for us. that, Lord, I've turned from you. Thank you for accepting me back. But Lord, I just ask right now that you arrest everybody that's here right now. That their total focus is on you right now. Not about what they're going to eat when they leave here. Not about what was said that bothered them. But Lord, you said if we draw nigh to you, that you'll draw nigh to us. And you do, Lord. So Lord, I'm asking you right now, not to make us hungry for you, but make us to live like we cannot live without you, like our breath. If we don't have you, we're going to die as sinners. Lord, thank you for who you are. Thank you that you love us no matter what we do. But folks, it's time. The line's been drawn in the sand so many times. And he's given us so many opportunities. He's done so much for us. Do you know that he's giving you your breath right now? That he's keeping your heart pumping, your blood? Do you know? Do you know that's all he thinks about and cares about is us? No matter if we complain or murmur or jade, he still loves us. But it's time for a change. And the change is Jesus. He's accepted us where we're at. Well, we need to accept him for who he is. So, Lord, I'm asking you that you would show us how to talk, how to walk, how to think. How to even stand in good posture when we're talking to somebody, Lord. And Lord, when somebody's talking to us, are we truly giving them our full attention? Because that's all that you want, Lord. You want us to turn from our wicked ways. You want us to pray to you like our life depended on it. You want us to be about others, Lord. Well, you've told me that it's hard to be at others, about others, when you're all about you. So, Lord, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you that you brought us up out of that marly pit where we thought we had to live. But you want to just dust us off and clean us up and love us, Lord. So, Lord, I ask you right now to pour out a love on everyone that's here that surpasses all. that we would be about others, that we would listen to authority and not complain or murmur. Because if you're for us, Lord, who could be against us? And Lord, you reminded me this week when I've prayed, Lord, whatever it takes. And then whenever the takes come, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't really like it. But I am going to choose to follow you. And I ask you to raise up a fire, a hunger, like you were our Last Supper. Lord, you are amazing. I thank you for this very second that I'm able to stand and talk to you openly and honestly and have no fear whether I mess up or not. So Lord, adjust our thinking, adjust our eyesight, adjust our heart. Lord, I'm asking you right now to bring healing. But you said first that we have to get healed before we can heal people. So have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Because we all need you more than our next breath. Create a hunger in us. Because if we hunger you, you'll take care of us, Lord. You always do, no matter whether we come after you or not. So I thank you, Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord and Savior. I thank you, Lord, for giving up your Son for us. I thank you for our mere existence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.